Today's topic is, what are scorecards? One of the most essential things that you can have in your business are scorecards. Scorecards can help you make good decisions, know where you're succeeding, know where you're failing. So what is a scorecard? By dictionary definition, a scorecard is a report or indication of the status, condition, or success of something or someone. Scorecards contain data that helps us gauge on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, or annual basis how we're performing against our objectives. The data themselves have to be something that are measurable. They're indicators of how we are doing. So scorecards contain information that tells us, it indicates to us how we're doing. So what are indicators? Indicators are a measurable that is either leading or lagging. They can be currency, they can be yes or no's, a Boolean, percentages, numbers, range of values. There's many different types of indicators. One of the keys is someone must be the owner of an indicator. Someone is responsible for making sure that indicator is properly tracked. If we don't get data, we can't make decisions. Let's take a second now and dig a little deeper into indicators, because there are a couple of different types of indicators that are very important. The two types of indicators are leading indicators, number one. Leading indicators are predictive. There's what we think is going to happen or what we want to happen, our goal. The second type are lagging indicators. That's what really happened. One of the keys is that one without the other is pointless. If you register something as a result, but you're not tracking against an objective, you have no way to evaluate success. You need to have both. Sometimes you need more than one set to fully determine the success of something. If you have a project going, or you have a certain corporation-wide objective, you may need to have multiple sets of indicators to know if you're really hitting your objective. And there are some times where you have one leading indicator, but there might be multiple lagging indicators that you're feeding data to understand if you're hitting your leading indicator. So now hopefully you have some clarity into what leading and lagging indicators are. So let's create a scenario to further demonstrate it. So for our scenario, we're going to start publishing a blog every week. We need to set a goal for the number of blog posts, but also record the number of actual posts that were published. In order to know if the posts are working, we need to create a goal for the number of readers each week as well, and then record the number of actual readers. So we have two leading and two lagging indicators. So now that we've created our scenario, let's talk about how we are going to solve this problem with indicators. So our solution, we're going to create an indicator for the number of blog posts per week we plan to publish. And let's set that to 3 for our example. This is a leading indicator because it is an objective. It's not reality. It's what we want to happen. We're going to create an indicator to record the number of blog posts actually published each week. And that is a lagging indicator because it's going to tell us the actual results, what really happened. The next part of our solution, we're going to create an indicator for the number of readers per week we would like to have and set the value to 100. And that's our leading indicator. So that's our objective. We want to have 100 readers every week. Then we need to create an indicator to record the number of actual readers each week, which is our lagging indicator, so that we have the actual results. So our solution is in place. Let's take 2 weeks of results and look at examples of how this actually might apply. In week one, the number of blog posts we made was 2, and that's the value we set the lagging indicator to. Now our leading indicator was 3, so we're -1. We did not meet our objective. Our second set of indicators, though, says the number of readers we had was 110. Our leading indicator for this was 100, so we actually came in above target by 10, even though we didn't have all 3 blogs, we only had 2. So would you consider that week successful? Yes and no. Of course, we didn't meet our overall objective of 3 blog posts, but we exceeded our reader count. So it's easy to make an assumption there that had we hit 3 blog posts, perhaps we would have driven our number of readers even higher. For our second week, the number of blog posts made was 3, and we set the value of the lagging indicator to that number, and that's on target with the leading indicator, so we pat ourselves on the back and we hit our objective. The number of readers we actually had for our lagging indicator there, though, was 80. Our leading indicator was 100, so we came in below target, although we had more blog posts than the previous week. Were we successful this week? In my mind, no. Did we rush out our blog post and therefore sacrifice quality and our readership decline because of that? Or did we miss on topics? There's a lot of questions to be answered. But the fact we have this data is giving us what we need to have that discussion. Well, in our 2 weeks that we used as an example, we had very different results. Let's do a comparison. In our 2 week example, in week one, we achieved 2 posts out of an objective of 3. We had 110 readers, which exceeded the objective of 100. Week two, we achieved 3 posts out of an objective of 3, had 80 readers, which is below the objective of 100. Which is more successful? Week one was more successful, because we could send out 100 posts a week, but if nobody's reading them, they're not relevant. So the higher readership hit tells us that we were more successful in week one and two, but both weeks we had misses, and these are topics that need to be addressed. So the example we just used is very simplistic. It's looking at only a couple of different indicator sets, but you get the idea of it. But let's talk about some of the other ones we could have used in this scenario. The real challenge with indicators. It isn't the 2 sets of indicators we just came up that are very simplistic. It's finding all the indicators necessarily to tell you where your success is. There's a couple of others we could have had. For instance, we could have had stickiness of the blog post. Stickiness is how long somebody sticks to reading something. So if I have a 5-page blog post that should take 5 minutes to read, and I'm looking at stickiness of 30 seconds, probably not hitting very good. If I have a 5-page blog that's getting stickiness that tells me they're getting through 3 or 4 pages, that's probably pretty decent quality. If I have 1,000 readers and they're sticking around for 15 seconds, I'm not accomplishing anything. So those are another type of indicator we could use. Another thing would be set goals for subscribers to the blog. And then, how many do we actually have as a lagging indicator? Are we growing our subscription? Are we losing people? This is another set of factors we need to know if our blog is being successful. Maybe we have people out there who are reading, we have good stickiness, but we're not growing our subscriber base. What do we have to do to make that happen? So this is the real challenge around any set of indicators, is they're going to adapt. You need to find an initial set and understand you have to adapt them and change them as your business changes, your goals change. The indicators are living and breathing thing. They tell you data every single week. Don't do indicators quarterly, monthly, or yearly that you need for immediate decisions. Those longer term indicators are helpful, but your weekly indicators are very critical. followed by monthly. There are some things it doesn't make sense to try to track and measure every week. You need to do it monthly, but don't wait till the end of the quarter or end of the year. Okay, quick recap. We need data to run our business. Our data are on scorecards. They're made up of leading and lagging indicators. Leading indicators tell us what we expect to happen, what we want to happen. Lagging indicators are a reality check, what really happened. They're very critical to running our business. Leading indicators and lagging indicators together are required. You can't have one without the other to really get a bigger picture of data. Often you need multiple sets of indicators to see if something is successful. Indicators are living things that will change. Your different variations on your indicators will change as your business model and your success or failure grows. You will have different needs for new indicators. You will refine and hone them over a period of time. Always review your indicators on a quarterly basis to see where you are. Sometimes you just need to make changes. Thank you for listening and watching, and we'll see you on our next podcast.